Okay, we're up to Tosfos on the Yomid Beis, the top Tosfos. Yesterday we learned that a brother that's born later, A has no mitzvah of Yibum, no mitzvah to be Miyabeim, his brother's wife. That's one chiddush. And B, not only is there no mitzvah to be Miyabim, his brother's wife, but he also has a Shem Erva. He's considered to be a Osir relative, to the extent that an Erva pates a Tzara. And he pates a Tzara. Those are the two dinim, and I noted on the board, because those two dinim are the nafkamina between the Filo Rishayna. When one brother dies, see, not me, happened, he wasn't born yet. And the Filo Shnia, the second brother who married the Yavam, or even didn't marry the Yavam, who dies, his wife is a Tzara to that Erva. So Tosfos here is Sukasha, and Taibur, Taipa claimed Xiv Durachad Dachinayam. Now before we learn Tosfos Kasha, we had Durachad Dachinayam on Beis Amid Aleph, and Tosfos on the bottom. Let's just remind ourselves what Durachad Dachinayam means, and the two Taichin that we had in Durachad Dachinayam. The Sugya of Durachad Dachinayam is on Pezayin Amid Beis. And there, at the end of the ninth parak, we had one case in the Gemara of Derechad Archinayim, a case that's called Mesim Kachayim, the Gemara calls it. Mesim Kachayim. That if a woman has a Ptur from Yibum, at the time that her husband dies, for example, they have a child. So they have a child, and the husband dies, so she's pater from Yibum. If subsequently the child dies, how do you know she's not chayev in Yibum? So we say no, mesim kachayim, that the says that the child who's alive is the child is alive, patis from Yibum and patis forever from Yibum, because of Derechad Darkeinayim, b'chol nesivay sehashalom. Because of this idea of Darkeinayim, what is the problem? What's wrong? Let's say I'll talk a safe. I cared. I'll say that she's patis from Yibum because the man, her son's alive. If the son dies, she becomes chayev in Yibum. What's the avla? So we have Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What is the chesaron? What is the problem with the Rechad Archinayim? Rashi on Pezayin Amid Bey says that she's going to get married. Her husband died, there was a child, so she went out and got married. She's allowed to get married. You don't have to be chayshish, the child will die. So she's going to go out and get married. Then the child is going to die. Im timer tichloit harehi miskane al baila. Now you're going to be mechayef on a chalitza tiskane al baila. So now there's going to be a problem of shalom bayis tiskane al baila. So therefore, it's nikva bishas misa. It doesn't change once she's allowed to get married. Since if she gets married, shalni chalitza tiskane al baila. So memela, we have the issue. This is Rashi Shita, the concept of Tiskana al-Baila. We explained at that time that like the Levush, right, the Levush Shita was that a Yavam Lashuk who gets married needs a get before Chalitza and then can go back to that husband. It's certainly a problem of Tiskana al-Baila. We stand there, it's even stronger. Stamazai, it's also true, but it's a lot harder to understand. What's the big gnai to the husband? So she'll go, she'll get chalitza. Like the Levush was a little better. That she'll need a get and chalitza and come back to her husband. This Gan al-Baila. whether you go to Lavush or not with the Lavush, that was the Rashi's taich. Rashi's taich in the Chasar of Darkei Nayam is that you can't let a woman get married and later she's going to be chalit. So it can't be such a thing. So Memeila, it's Nikva B'Shas Misa.
She never got married.
So what happens if she never got married? So should it be different? So we explained then, Rav Ruvain in Siman Aleph, Rav Elchanan somewhere in the Kovetz Ha'aretz, the Siman Zayin, I think it was, that Derechea Darchei Nayam is not a halacha, that what the Torah says has to be pleasant. It's not a din that nothing in the Torah could be unpleasant. A person will say, no, it can't be after fast the whole day in Yom Kippur. It's the Derechea Darchei Nayam. It's a shtus. The Torah says something, it says something. Derechea Darchei Nayam is a simen. It's a simen on what did the Torah mean. It's a way of darshaning the Torah. We darshan Kavanas HaTorah based on Derechea Darchei Nayam, the says. The Shaila is, when a man dies and his wife has a child, he has a child from his wife that survives him. So we have a Shaila, could the Chiyav Yibum come later? So the din of Derechea Darchei Nayam is a simen. It tells us how to darshan Kavanas HaTorah. We know to darshan what the Torah meant, because since in some cases she'll go get married and then she'll be chayiv and yibum and chalitza, and then it'll be tisgan al baila. So since in the Darkei Hadrush we could darshan the Torah either way, we choose to darshan the Torah in the way that fits better with Darkei Nayam. Once we darshan it that way, so that's the emes, even if she doesn't get married. Even if she's not married. If she doesn't get married, still. We darshan the Torah in such a way, even if in her particular case there's no chesaron of Darchei Nayam. But that is the drush. That was the yisoid of Reb Ruvein, that Derechea Darchei Nayam is not a siba. It's not anything that happens in the Torah that's not sweet is can't be. No. Just a simin in Darkei Hadrush. It's a way to know how to darshan things in the Torah, right? The Gemara said in Sukkah that how do you know Pri Eitz Hadar is a esrig? Maybe it's a different pri. So the Gemara says that other pri has sticky, has thorns. On hadassim, how do you know hadassim? So Gemara says maybe it's something else. So the Gemara says that has thorns. Your fingers will get sticky from it. It'll get thorns. It'll go into it. Alright, so it's a little bit of a problem with thorns. The Torah, there are no chiyuvim in the Torah that are as hard as touching, holding something with thorns. But again, the vart is that you can darshan it two ways. The description of the Torah can be darshan two ways. So we darshan it the more pleasant way if everything else is equal. That was the aside. And like Rashi on Pesach and Beis, the vart is a vart of Shalei Tzidkan Al-Bayit. Tosfos on Beis Amid Aleph understood that it's an idea that you can't have a situation where you're not allowed to marry someone and it changes to you're allowed to marry. That itself is not Darkei Nayam. Shari Shaina has to be conveyed on what we're doing. And Kivan, there's a klal in the whole Masechta, Kivish Niftara Shah Achas is Niftara Ilamis. If Bishas Misa, a woman, doesn't fall to Yibam, she can't fall to Yibam later. That rule, Taisa said, comes from Derechea Darchei Nayam. That once you have a Ptur, in 1 minute, you can't, it's not Darchei Nayam to jump back and forth. That's how Tosfos teached up. It's very similar in the idea that once you have for one moment that you're not, there's no din yibum, it can never change back. It's not because Shem Tiskan al Baila, even if it's within 90 days, you can't get married within 90 days either. So she can't get married to someone else. It doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point of Tosfos is that it has to be nikva in the time of Bishas Misa. So those are two slightly different taichin in Derechea Darchei Nayam. We'll see soon a bit of a nafkamina. Now we come to our Gemara. Tosis asks, how can you have a case of a woman whose husband dies and they have zero brothers, and she now, her husband dies, so she's no yibum? So what's going to happen? If her mother-in-law is going to give birth to another brother later, she's going to be in trouble. She's going to have to do yibum. It can't be. So Taisus Kashi is a Tsarna Darki Noyam. Taisus Kashi fits Sai Lai Rashi, Sai Lai Taisus. Lai Rashi. How can you do that? Maybe she'll go out and get married. And then her mother will have another son. And then she's going to need Chalitza with Tisgana Abayla. Can't do such a thing. Lai Rashi, makes sense. Taisus Lashitosai Daf Beis also makes sense. Taisus Kashi is, if Bishas, her husband, dies, there's no Din Yibam V'Chalitza, it can't later become a Din Yibam V'Chalitza. L'chair, it fits. It fits both ways. So that Taisus Kasha is Drachei Darchei Nayam. So now I should know that there's no din of that Eshach Shabalami has no din of Yibam. This is Taisus Kasha. The problem with Taisus Kasha, Rav Nochum here in his first piece of Yizayin Amud Beis, I think it's Reish Tzadikei. He asks a kasha, which everybody should ask. By Eishes Achim Shaloi Haya, by Lamai, there are two dinim. One din is a ptur from Yibum. Second din is that Eishes Achim Shaloi Haya, by Lamai, becomes an erva. Akadei Kach, the Pater Atzara. The two dinim that I marked down on the board. What says this kasha? Because the Drecha Darchei Nayam. Drecha Darchei Noyam is a reason to say you don't do Yibum. Drecha Darchei Noyam, you can't make her do Yibum on a baby that's born later. But how does that megala that there's a din erva? How does that show us that is a Yisr erva? That later on, if it'll be in the Filashniya, that she'll pat in the Tzara. Drecha Darchei Noyam just says the first din, that you don't do Yibum. It doesn't tell us the second din that she's an Erev. So this is a problem in Taisus Kasha. And what's strange is that all the Rishonim ask Taisus Kasha, and they all say a bunch of different Terutzim. And I don't know that any Rishon says this Teretz, that you need the Pasik to tell us that she's an Erev. No, nobody says this Teretz. So, what? So we have to go with that mahalach. It's not so pashut, but this is the kasha. So Reb Nachum says the only way out of this problem is to say that once after Acha Darchei Noyam, there's no mitzvah yibum. Once you get there, Acha Darchei Noyam, there's no mitzvah yibum. Memela, you blive in Eishes Achim Shloi B'makim Mitzvah. Memela, you become an Arab. Memela, you become a brother-in-law Shloi B'makim Mitzvah, and that's the Arava that we're talking about. That's the way out. When we started the Masechta, I pointed out to you that Rashi, throughout, says that there are two types of brother-in-law. Two types of Eishes Achim. Two types of brother-in-law and sister-in-law. Eishes Achim B'makom Mitzvah. And that doesn't apply in case of Yibum. And Eishes Achim Shaloi B'makom Mitzvah. And that's an Erevah, that's Aser, even B'makom Yibum. Like two different Arayas. And Rashi, as a matter of fact, said it by Eishes Achim Shaloi Haya by Lamai. Rashi says, Me'achar Shepotran HaKosiv Oymedes Allah B'Yisr Eishes Ach Sheyesh Leibon. And Eishes Ach that's born after Misa is like in Eishes Ach Sheyesh Leibon. So we're going to have to learn in the Kavana of Tosfos, and anybody who asks Tosfos Kasha, which is also the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, Tosfos Rosh, whoever asks Tosfos Kasha, that they learn that Erva is the Erva of Eishes Ach. Now that is not like appears to be not like Reb Chaim's Yisai that Reb Baruch Rebbe brought, that Eishasach Ba'is in the Fila is not an Erev. You have other Peturim, you have other reasons to Patur. But that a case of Eishasach, it's not an Erev. If you put it from you, you put it from Yibam. But it's not an Isser Eishasach. The Erev can't be an Isser Erev Eishasach. From here, it seems not that way. It seems that it is an Isser Erev of Eishasach. Now, what? She becomes an Eishasach in the second Nefila and not from the first Nefila. I mean, his lashon was Eishasach shel Oisei Nefila. So the other way, that in the second Nefila, she's Eishasach from the first Nefila. Right? Reb Chaim's lashon was Eishasach shel Oisei Nefila can't be a p'tor. So she's an Eishasach from a previous Nefila. It could be a p'tor. But this is the way we're going to learn. It's in Svar, it's pretty glatt. So again, means there's no mitzvah yibum. That's the first din. What is the second din? It's an Eishasach. Now, 1 minute, and we have a problem. Yesterday, when I explained this, that there are two dinim, I contrasted it with the din of Eilanis. Eilanis, a brother is married to an Eilanis, and a tzara. And the brother dies. There's no mitzvah to miyavim in Eilanis. I told you yesterday, the way we paskin, an Eilanis has the first din. No mitzvah of yibum. An Eilanis does not have the second din. She's not an Erev. She doesn't pat the tzara. According to what we're saying now, we have a problem. We're saying now that any time there's no mitzvah of yibum, you become an Eishasach. You become an Isser Eishasach. You become an Erev automatically. Why does an Eilanis become an Erev automatically? Right, that's what we're saying now. The Isser Eishasach, why does it become automatically? So Ezra, the way you're saying it would be very good. Because by Eilanis, it's Eishasach shal Oisei Nefila. Eishasach shal Oisei Nefila is not an Erev, because Eishasach is all part of the story of Yibum. Eishasach of that Nefila doesn't make her an Erev to Patra Tzara. In our case, by the second Nefila, you're an Eishasach from the first Nefila, and that could Patra. Chaim was saying that Eishasach, shal Eishasach Nefila, doesn't Patra. God, it will fit very well. What Reb Nachum says about this Kasha is that the kasha that an Eilanis should pater a tzara is a Tosis kasha on Daf Ches. We skipped Daf Ches when we skipped Seder Chalais Asay. But Tosis on Daf Ches Amin Aleph, Taka is bothered by the kasha. Tosis there, Tosis Dibra Masal Trei Yisurei. Yes, my Tama demanded Palik. What's the Tama of Eilanis that of Ravas demanded Palik, demanded Yomer the Gemara, that all Eilanis doesn't pater a tzara? But Taisaki is the kasha. Taisaki is the tracer. So, Reb Nachum says, so it's a good teretz. Aye, Eilanis? Okay, we'll try to figure out Taisaki's teretz on Chesam and Allah. But Taka bothers Taisaki, so it's Geshmak. Taisaki's Taka holds. The Erev is Erev of Eishasach. So, this is a Havana in Taisaki's kasha. So, Taisaki holds Rechad Achinoyam is the Ptur. From Yibum, and then maybe you apply Eishasach. That's the way we'll learn. Okay, let's move on to Taisus Teretz. See Taisus inside. Alpha Gab Dishrach Lamili Achrini, Kadama Beperkin, Gab Mitzvah Gadol Yabe, Kin Eishasach Shalayah by Lama, Yikasa Rachamad Alamali. So Taisus Kasha is, why do I need Eishasach from Shalayah by Lama? Perk by Shami Nami, that can't even need the cotton psychic Yibum. Kamashin Dekul Gufe Yitzrach. So why do I need it Lugufe? Why do I need it? For Kieshu Achim Yachtov, typically, Darkei Noyim. Oimeri. De Itzrich Lahecha de Chamoisa Shal Yavama Meuberes. Davashab, Darkei Noyim, Metamtin, Shemetel Azofa, Teis Kukaloi. What's Teis's Teretz? You're right. A normal case is not Darkei Noyim. Why isn't it Darkei Noyim? So I told you yesterday from the, what I thought was the Teis's Yishanim. But it was a place of Vega Paris, Taisa Rosh, that it's not Darkei Noyim to make a person wait. How long should you wait? So Tosfos the Teretz, but if a Muslim was pregnant, it's not a chesaron in Darkei Noyam to make her wait. How long is she going to have to wait? You have to remember, every Yavam has to wait 3 months anyway. If a Muslim was pregnant when her husband dies, so it's Darkei Noyam, she'll have to wait 6 more months till the mother-in-law gives birth. Then she, if the mother-in-law gives birth to a Zacha, she'll fall to Yibam.
13 years,
she'll have to wait. What? And she'll have to wait 13 more years. Then she'll have to wait 13 more years for him to become a Gadol. Yeah, 13 years and 6 months. But then she has to wait anyway when there's a cut. She's stuck. Right? Darkei Noyam doesn't pass to something that's clear. You're right. You have to wait 13 years and 6 months. I know. Everyone brings the following kasha from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The reason I say everyone brings is because I looked in Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I didn't see it inside. Could be Rabbi Akiva Eiger, maybe it's on Pezayin. Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks a kasha on Taisus Teretz. His kasha is, here you have a woman. Her husband died without a brother. But the mother-in-law is pregnant. So we're saying, let her wait. I would say, let her wait. So Kamashvel, and the Pasuk here, Shachem Yachtam, she doesn't have to wait. But now for this Pasuk, she would have to wait. Kashi is that she shouldn't have to wait. Because even if her mother-in-law was pregnant, we should go basarayv. And we know that when a woman is pregnant, Raiv says she's not going to give birth to a Zachar because it's 50-50 if she's carrying a Nekeva or a Zachar. That's one Safik. And there's another Safik, maybe she's carrying a child that's a Nephil. Maybe it won't come to birth to Shalkayama ever. So it's, I don't call it Raiv, it's really, we always call it a Sveksveika. It's a Sveksveika. Safik Zachar, Safik Nekeva. And to Sulaimer, that it's a Zachar, maybe it'll never come to Kayama. Right, we mentioned this in regard to Eishes Kayin. There's allowed to go to a Levaya, pregnant Eishes Kayin. Eishes Kayin Mulberis is allowed to go to a Levaya, even though maybe she's carrying a Zachar, a Kayin. So how's she allowed to go to Beis HaKfaris to a... So we said, the Shach said, that it's a Sveksveika, that maybe she's carrying a Nekeva, maybe a Zachar. Until Slime's carrying a Zachar, maybe it's not a Vlad Shokayama. So, she's allowed to go to a Levaya. That's the Halacha Pesukah in Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Tishach in Yeridei, and Mishnah Berurah, I think, brings it in Hilchos Shabbos, where it talks about the Mechanach children in Shabbos. He brings the idea of not being Mitama Vlad Kayin, even Ober Kayin. In Cain. In fact, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, what's the reason Teretz? She'll let him wait. Let her wait. She'll have a chuyuv to wait. She's allowed to go get married. In fact, he'll have the problem. She'll get married. The Zach will be born. It's got our Bible.
That's basically they even matter that by waiting 6 months. You have to wait a minute?
Yeah. So you're right. I wanted to point that out, but for a minute, 1 minute. This Rabbi Akiva Eiger is a Mishnah Kuf Yutes. At the end of Masechta, there is a case where a man dies, and the mother-in-law was pregnant, and she moved away. We don't know where the mother-in-law is. Yotza Malaya. She left town. She was Malaya. Malaya means she was carrying a child. So the Mishnah had a kabbal cheshesh. You have to be cheshesh. Maybe she had a son. The Mishnah says, Rishua says she doesn't have to chayshish to sons of Rashi. Why not? So we see that there's such a din of a sex faker. So this is Rabbi Kivega's kashan tesis. We have a problem with Rabbi Kivega. Because we know that a Svek Sveika, that's Efshel Levarer, Efshel Levuri Bekal, she can be Mevar easily, You mechayiv to be mevar. You don't rely on svek sveka when it's esher levar. The whole reason we check treifus, despite the fact that roiv behemis ain't in treifus, we check for those treifus that's esher levarei v'kal, that the lungs are esher levarei v'kal. So we check. We spoke this out on Beis Amid Aleph and Ksuvis. Right in Beis Amid Aleph and Ksuvis, it says that if a man is bayil and finds that his wife was a ba'ula, was not a besula, he goes to Bezdin. Why does he go to Bezdin? So there's an achlokes the Rashi and Tosfos. The push, the reason to go to Bezdin is to be mevarer if lemaisa, how is she nibala? Now really it's a svek sveka. For Yisrael gets married, his wife is a ba'ula, is she asa to him? It's two svekas. Was she bizana tachtav? Yeah, was she bizana after the kedushin? She's asa to him. Or before the kedushin? I feel to his wife she was bizana tachtav. Maybe it was ba'inus, she's not asa. So he said there that it's a svek sveka if she was bizana tachtav or not. And Tosfos held that still, since it's Eshel Levurei, so you have to go to Bezdin. You have to try to be Mevar. So we said there that if you have a Svek Sveka, that's Eshel Levurei, you have to be Mevar. So Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha on Tosfos is not a Shtaka kasha. It's very hard to know what Rabbi Kiva Eger meant. Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying that, that what's Tosfos Teretz? That she's a Muberes. But you're allowed to get married anyway. You can say Mecham Raiv. It's Efshel Vorei Bekal. You can wait 6 months or 9 months and be Mevar if it's a Zohar in the Keva.
You don't have to wait for Mevar. We know that by milking out Mevar, you don't have to wait for Mevar. Get Mevar right away, you don't have to wait for Mevar.
By milk, you don't have to wait to be Mevar, but there was a Nadi Yehuda that said why. The question is, every time you milk a cow, how are you allowed to drink the milk? The Cholav of a Treif is Treif. So we say that we rely on the Reiv on that treif. Maybe you'll shech the animal and you'll find it was treif. So we had a yesod from three gedolei hapaiskim. I think last year we spoke about this. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Sivis all said an important yesod that you're only mechuyev to be mevara something if you can be mevara totally. If you can mevara 100%. If through a bearer, you're not going to get 100% bearer, you'll still be left with some suffix. There's no chiyuv to be mevar. That was the aside they said. Here, even if you're going to shech the animal afterwards, you may find a treifus that could have come after you milked it. You're not going to know if the treifus was there at the time you milked it. Now, it could be a type of treifus you'll know, but it could be a type of treifus you won't know. If you're not certainly going to be Mevar, there's no fear of Levar. We spoke about it last year because Mitaka spoke about Eishas Kayin Mu'uberes. Zman Azeh. You have Eishas Kayin Mu'uberes who wants to go to a Levaya. She's Samachat Svek Seika. Aye, she could go have a sonogram. And be Mevar if the child is a Zachar in the Keva. So she mechayev her to be Mevar. So we said then, this night of Yehuda, that even if you have a sonogram, it's not mevar both svekas. It's only mevar if the child's a zachar in the keva. If it's a nafel or not a nafel, you won't know. So we have this yisayit. It has to be lahalacha because the pesachei tshuva in Kuf Yud brings it from the Rebbe Kiva Eger, the Yehuda, and the Sivas. So it's impossible for Rebbe Kiva Eger, the Yehuda, and the Sivas agree on something. It has to be lahalacha. So the din is that you don't have to be mevar. If you can't be mevar 100%, you're not mechuyev to be mevar.
The
shaila
that about now, not shaila about later. Loving mevar later,
right?
See if the shaila she can get married now. She can only get married now. She can get married now because not that, that the mother is not mevar for the zohar shabayim.
Right. So why is not efshel mevar? Because it takes time. Right now, I can't. It takes me 6 months of waiting, 9 months of waiting to be Mevar. So you're saying that's not called Efshel Levurei because I have to wait.
It's not Efshel Levurei for Kal. It's Efshel Levurei 9 months. You don't care about Efshel Levurei. Kal, waiting. Child is a child later. Child is a child again now.
You see, in the case of going to Beis HaKfaris, I understand. It's not Efshel Levurei, because you can say, wait till she gives birth. It's not Efshel Levurei, that's not the Sofik. After she gives birth, she certainly could go to Beis HaKfaris. She's not carrying a child. The Shaila is, could a pregnant woman go to Beis HaKfaris? Eishes Kevul Ber, could she go? That's not Efshel Levurei. Here, the question is she Muteres Lashuk? That Shaila is Efshel Levurei by waiting. So the question is waiting those months called Efshel Levurei Bekal? The same Rabbi Akiva Eger means that it's not. He's saying he means that it's not. I don't know. I think of the other cases of Efshel Levurei, most of my Treifus cases that come to mind. What about the, it's also not Efshel Levurei Bekal Ksubis. The case where he goes to bed and he shows he's a bula. So what does it mean, Efshel Levurei? The Kael will go out, and if Edom know, they'll come.
The child is
now. Is there now. Here also.
Well,
if the mother's Mubaris with a Zachar, then she's awesome. With a Zachar Shokayama, then she's awesome. But why is that called Efshel Levurei? If you say the waiting 9 months is not Bekal, maybe. Now I would think in the big picture of things, waiting 9 months is not such a big deal.
Right,
but I'm telling you that when you come to me at the Sfek Sfek, I'll tell you that it's Efshel Levurei. That I could be Mevar the Sfek Sfek by waiting. If the waiting is called Bekal, you could argue maybe it's not called Bekal.
We
asked
that
kasha. Who asks?
No, we asked that kasha. Rashi, not a beer, 100%.
Is the kasha on which Rashi?
On
Ksubis, that's not 100% the beer.
Instead of the Machlokes Rashi or Ramah, this is a sheet. And Pnei Shuvos says a Rashi will be the Rashi, but you don't need a beer of 100%.
So okay. So it's Machlokes Rashi, you have to be a Mevar. But it doesn't.
If
when you have a Sfek Sfeika, if you need a beer of 100%. So therefore, what? How are you going to plug that in here? We're going to say Ki Vegas Kasha would make sense if you don't have to be Mevar. But then it's not a Kasha on Tosis. You can see, you can answer Tosis old. That's something that's Efshel Levurei. You have to wait and be Mevar.
No, Tosis. We came out Tosis
with other sheet. Okay. Was it the re there? If it's the re there, then you'll be right. If the re there holds that you don't have to wait to be Mevar. See, but here you can be Mevar 100%. Here you could be Mevar 100%. You wait till the baby's born and wait 30 days. I Kufyutes is not Efshel Levurei. Kufyutes is talking to mother-in-law, went from the Nesayam, yeah, we know who she is. So it's possible to be Mevar, but it's not easy to be Mevar. You have to hunt her down. So the dimyan of the test to hear is not such a dimyan. It appears. Again, I'm saying is there a kivegas kasha on taisis we could lachayri answer in a pushed away. Unless somehow Rabbi Kivegar knew that the Rishita is like those that don't hold that a Beteshul Levar you have to be Mevar. The Ramon Kufyud brings the machloikis if a Beteshul Levar you have to be Mevar. So Rabbi Kivegar may have known that the Rishita is that way and the Mele has the kasha. Kivegar knew more than us. But in the Pashtus of the Teretz, it seems to be a problem.
What's the difference if you wait 9 months or the mother will come pregnant tomorrow and then you wait 9 months in 1 day? Why here is the Kadafana? I understand here.
Because here, we're past, our Shaila is, when she comes to us today, and she says to us, can I get married? In one case, I could tell her right away, you can get married, but you have to wait 9 months. In the other case, I'm telling her, you have to wait till when?
Yeah,
forever, she becomes pregnant. If you know she has to wait forever, even if she'll become pregnant tomorrow and give birth, and it'll be a girl, it'll be a girl. You still have to wait. Maybe she'll become pregnant again. There's no safe. That can help one birth. If you say that because she's pregnant now, like the Re says, so that means the Re saying you don't have to wait forever. But if you know there's a kitzvah, though, you say, man, so then you wait that amount of time that there's a kitzvah.
So you're waiting now for this pregnancy. So she could become pregnant later.
So what we're saying is, the chashash will become pregnant later. That's tzaren dakinayim. I don't need a pasuk for that. Tzaren dakinayim, to make her wait, because maybe she'll become pregnant later, it's tzaren dakinayim. But the tzaren to make her wait for something that you could be mevar now, that I need a pasuk. That's not a tzaren dakinayim. No, her husband's alive. The father and the mother-in-law are both alive. Right? It's only the husband that died. That's why I keep on saying till the mother-in-law dies. It's, I'm misspeaking. You see, till the father-in-law dies, right? If the mother-in-law dies, not going to help too much, because the father-in-law is still alive. He might remarry, get another brother to the dead one. So I keep on saying mother-in-law. I really mean the father-in-law, right? Chomer. Okay.
So what's the way we understanding the darshan is that it's how you darshan the pasuk. The darshan the pasuk that we're waiting for a child to be born. What's the chilek if she's been embarrassed right now?
So let's see, how are we dashing darkei noyam? We're dashing darkei noyam that if bishas misa, there's a brother, there's yibam. If bishas misa, there's no din yibam, then there's no din yibam forever. That's basically darkei noyam, but you don't have exactly Rashi or Tosfos. Chelachayim means whatever happens at the reg of misa has to remain, shouldn't change. So just like we said, if Bishas Misa, she's a Nida. So you're going to have to wait. So we said that, so you have to wait a week, big deal. That doesn't count. So you have to wait a week. So the Ri is saying, so you have to wait 9 months. It's not Chsar and Daki to wait 9 months. It takes most people 9 months anyway to find the Shidduch.
Wait.
What?
When you said that it's a Nida, wasn't that it's only a week? Anyways...
Every husband waits.
Wait, time is not the thing.
Is time not the thing? As I mentioned yesterday, there are two ways to learn Tesis Kasha. But those who learn that it's the time. It's a good question. How many months? The way I understand Tesis, if at the minute of everything goes by the second you fall to evil. If at the second you fall to Yibam, you could tell her a kitzvah, then it makes sense. If you can't tell her a kitzvah, it's going to be an open-ended thing, so then that's not Darkinayim. She shouldn't know what she's holding forever, and that's not Darkinayim.
As we said, when the child shots Yibam, that is already in Zikam. So something happened there. So we don't know what happened, but she's not embarrassed. Right now, there's nothing here, so I can't make a way. But this is something happened already, we just don't know whether or not it happened. That could be.
Okay, maybe what you're saying, or what Yankee is saying is what everybody's harping on is the question, if we have to establish, if we're going to say Dachay Dachay Noyim, means you have to establish it when the husband dies, tell me a rule, tell me a din. But that's what we're saying, tell me a din. Nida, I'm telling you a din. I'm telling you, you have a chiyuv yibam. So wait till the nida passes. So you're having a hard time that Tosfos, if there's an ibur, you're not telling me a din. Right? That's your thing. You're not telling me a halach. So let me ask you a question. Let's say the child is a zachar. Let me start the other one. Let's say the mother-in-law gave birth. The husband dies. The mother-in-law gave birth in the next town. I don't know if the mother-in-law gave birth to a boy, to a girl. I don't know. She gave birth. She's in a different city. And then the husband dies. And she comes to Bez. She says, tell me now. Am I allowed to remarry? I'm not allowed to remarry. So Bez says, well, we have to send a message to the next town and find out what's doing. Says that's Tzaren Dakinayim. Everyone will agree. If it already happened, you just don't know, that's not Tzaren Dakinayim. Everyone will agree. Right? By Mu'uberes. Is there Zika to the Uber? If Zika applies to an Uber, Let's say the Uber is a Zachar Ben Kayama. Let's say Eliyahu Navi will tell us that this Uber is a Zachar and a Ben Kayama. You don't even need that. Unless you do a sonogram, you know it's a Zachar. So Raif says that he'll survive. Can an Uber have Zika? If a Uber has Zika, then Tysus makes a lot of sense. Then you can't really fight with Tysus. Because then there's already Zika to the Uber. It's like the baby's in a different town where you have to find out if he's a boy or a girl. See, he's not in a different town, but he's covered up by his mother's belly. And you can't see. But if you're going to learn that Zika could apply to an Uber, then Tysus is a very geschmack. Tysus is saying that it already... there might be Zika this minute. I'm just sorry, idea. You know, I don't have X-ray vision. I don't have a machine to be able to tell me. What?
That's
a sex fake. Now the Zika of the Uber. What are you doing? I'm trying to make Tyson's good. You're trying to make Rabbi Akiva Eiger good. And let's think it through 1 second. Tyson says, no, but I ask you a question. Let's say there's a pregnant mother-in-law, and we know exactly where she is. We know she's in Chicago, and we just have to send a message, make a phone call, and find out. Could we say it's a sex faker? Maybe she gave birth to a girl. Maybe you give birth to a nephew. So let her remarry. Nobody would say that. Everyone would say, what do you mean? It's just Sarnyadiya. You just have to find out. It's already a fact. Everyone agree with me? It's already an established fact. So you just have to open your eyes and check. It's like a person goes into the store. He takes a piece of product off the shelf. He says, I don't have to check the label. Rive bread in the city is kosher. So I'll eat it. I don't have to look at the label. Asemachan Rive. You start telling me, Rishonim Hold, you don't have to be Mavar. That's ridiculous. That's not called be Mavar. That means open your eyes and take a look. Right? Everyone agrees that when something is already a fact, that doesn't go into the machlekes of Eshel Levar and Eshel Levar. Right? That's a double pashut. So therefore, if the child is already born in a different city, I don't think any person in the right mind would say that, let her remarry. She doesn't have to go find out what the child is, a boy or a girl, because maybe it's a Zohar, maybe it's in a cave, or maybe it's a Nephil. If she's already Nephil Le'ibim, no one's going to say, well, it depends on Eshel Levar. It's not a question of Eshel Levar. It's a question of opening your eyes and seeing what the facts are. Everyone will agree. Maybe Tysus is saying that the Uber is already, now, you know it's a machlaikis if it's Efsher to be Mekadish an Uber. It's a machlaikis if it's Shaya Kinyane Kedushin by Zika, we're comparing to Kedushin. If it's Shaya to an Uber. If Zika is Shaya to an Uber, Tysus holds that way, then Tysus Teres is very geschmack. Tysus is saying that she's already pregnant. She's already pregnant, so you have to wait and see. I mean, you happen not to know. You have a chesaron dasheitim izu. You don't know because you can't figure it out. So you have to be mevarit. Then Tysus is very geschmack, if you're learning that way. So then, the first way to learn, the simpler way, is Tysus is saying, this many months is not a headache. It's not a dachei noyam. It's not a chesaron ne'imus, you have to wait 9 months. You can learn Tysus that way. If you have a hard time with that, you'll say, what do you mean? 9 months is also not a shulurim b'kav. Why should I wait 9 months? All right, so enough inami. So I'll try a second mahalo. I'll say the word of Tysus is that if she's pregnant, the Zika is there already. You just don't know. If the Zika is there, what's the shaila? There's no question that you have to figure it out. If the Zika is there, it's just a matter of establishing it. If the shaila is the Zika comes white, I can hear a shaila back in night. Not if Bishas Maisa, it's already there.
I think that
the Yavama herself is pregnant. That's not what I'm saying now is not totally that, because there's no Zika to the child. The child just tapped as the whole Yiva, maybe.
So it's not like the Yiva is
It's about Kayam. It's about Kayam. Okay. Just say that. There we said Sadakin. I am the Kadam. Okay. Now, if you didn't like the first way we went to Tosfos Teretz, let me tell you the Ramban's Teretz. The Ramban asked Tosfos Kasha. He asks that this Sarin Dakei Nayam to make your way. So the Ramban, it's not Sarin Dakei Nayam. You just have to wait till the father-in-law dies. Usually father-in-law die before daughters-in-law. So the Ramban says, waiting till the father-in-law dies, that's not Sarin Dakei Nayam. It's at the end of the day, you'll be able to be Mevaret. I am Pezayin. Pezayin, you have to wait till the child. The way the Ramban says, I'm Pezayin, as long as the child is alive, you know, I get married, maybe the child will die. When the child dies, right, you can't get married. I'm Pezayin. There's no time. We're telling you, wait till this time, and then you'll be Mutter. The Ramban says, over here, you can wait till the father-in-law dies. And that's not Sarin Dakei Nayam. Because you'll be Mavur at the end of the day when he dies without children. You'll know that. Why did Tosfos learn like the Ramban? I think we all understand that that's a chiddush, that that's Dakei Nayam. You have to wait till the father-in-law dies. That's not Dakei Nayam at all. It's not Dakei Nayam at all. The whole punish of Edom's, of going to Golus, rather, the whole punishment of going to Golus is that when a person goes to Golus, he has to wait till Kohen Gadol dies. It's like. Okay, let's see. There's a easy piece of Gemara before the Sugi of Zika. Again, where are we up to? Amakrak Yeshua Achim Yachtav, Shleislam Yeshiva Achas Ba'ilam, Pratle Shachim Shleim Ba'ilamai. Yachtav miyuchadim benachla. That's for tomorrow. If somebody can find me who has the kasha, yachtav miyuchadim benachla. I hope you learned that. Okay, let's see it inside. Kieshu achim yachtav. Shreislam yeshiva achas baylam. They have to be alive at the same time. Prat leishach shloya baylam. Yachtav. What's yachtav miyuchadim benachla? Prat lechem inayim. What's miyuchadim benachla? So there are two Rashi's. Dibra maslam miyuchadim benachla. It seems to be a stira in Rashi. Look at the first Rashi on the fourth narrow line, Yuchadim and Achla, Harui and Leirish Zezeh. The relatives have to be people that yarshin each other. So two brothers from the same father can yarshin each other. If they don't have children, they yarshin each other. Mashain came, brothers from a mother, they don't yarshin each other. Look at Rashi weiter on the Amid. Rashi says Yuchadim benachla. It's about 10 lines, 15 lines later. Ham yuchadim benachla. Shechel kinachla achas. Two people that divide the same nachla. It's a different taich. It means their brothers, they divide their father's nachla. Shechel kinachla achas. Now I don't know if it's a steamer and Rashi. Could Rashi holds both? You need both. You know, you realize that two brothers from the same mother are chel kinachla achas. Right? If the mother dies, and they're the closest relatives, you have people, children yarshin the mother. So two brothers minayim do divide the same nachla. Rashi couldn't say what he says later here, because it wouldn't make sense. So it's a little strange that Rashi gives two taichin from yuchadim and nachla without pointing it out. Now before Zika, the next piece of Gemara deals with the taich of achla. So first of all, there's an arach l'ner on this, which we'll do quickly tomorrow. I want to ask you a kasha that somebody asks, again, I don't know who. The Gemara declares, if ach in the Torah means how many possibilities? Either, how many possibilities? I think three possibilities. Ach could mean a brother from both parents. It's damach. Ach could mean the same father. Ach could mean the same mother. Now the same mother really doesn't make so much sense. Could it be an ach only from the same mother and not the same father? No. So the third possibility I think is, no, it could be ach is both parents the same. That's the narrowest definition. Could be ach is as long as you have the same father you're an ach. The third possibility is, it could be an ach is either or. Either you have the same father or the same mother, you're an ach. I think in English, that's the way we go. You call people brothers, as long as they have one parent the same, we say half-brother. Dafka the mother and not the father. So we have four possibilities. Dafka the mother and not the father. The reason I'm saying it is because I'm thinking in terms of Jews, who always misyachas after the father, beis avaisa. But could be there's a havamina dafka after the mother. There are four possibilities. Could be any both, could be either or, could be the father, could be the mother. Those are the possibilities of the sukkah. Now I just wonder, Yilon Chumash, right? We're trying to touch the Torah. The way I remember, the Torah uses the word ach even if people are not related. Avedas achicha. Has to be your brother? Has to be your brother? Or kashazamim lasis la'achiv. Has to be your brother? Edim Zayman is only a brother? The way I remember, the Torah uses the word ach for people who have a close relationship. Now, I don't think there's a parsha of Yibum on somebody who's not really a brother. But isn't it funny that the Torah uses the word ach in such a broad way, even someone's not related to you? And here, where it's for some reason must be a relative, you have to figure out how you know it's dafka relative, but we all know that there's no Yibum, someone's not related to you. And was trying to touch it in the most restrictive way, only you have the same father, not the same mother. So this Nakuda, Yitzhak Hashem, there's a very geshmak of Rishash and Makis of all places. By Kazan Alasis Lachiv, who says a very beautiful Hashem. Well, Yitzhak Hashem, we'll do that tomorrow. We'll start Zika. For those of you who want to do Zika, I have to tell you ahead of time, there are a lot of pshatim in Zika. The problem is there are a lot of different pshatim. There's Rav Naftali here with the pshat in Zika. The pshat that I found the most geshmak was Rav Shach in Davi Ezri on Hilchis Yibum. It's Perek Vav Halachi Yud Ches. So I'm going to quickly go through the other pshatim, but see the problems. But ultimately, we're going to try to go over Rav Shach and Halachi.